This high-rise in Brussels is at the center of an argument over how the EU could help fund Ukraine's war efforts. It's the headquarters of Euroclear, a Belgian financial institution which holds the vast majority of frozen Russian assets in the EU, to the tune of about 185 billion euros. The EU has proposed using a huge chunk of that money, or about 90 billion euros, to help Kyiv in its fight against Russia over the next 2 years.
And since pressure is the only language the Kremlin responds to, we can also dial it up. We have to increase the costs of war for Putin's aggression, and today's proposal gives us the means to do this.
The money would come to Kyiv in the form of so-called reparations loans. In theory, the money would be repaid on the condition that Russia pays reparations to Ukraine for the destruction it caused during the war. The plan also rests on the assumption that Russia's assets would remain frozen for the foreseeable future. Moscow has called the plan illegal, and if Russia decides to sue Euroclear, Belgium says it alone would suffer all the legal and financial risks.
It is not acceptable to use the money and leave us alone facing the risks. We have repeatedly said that we consider the option of the reparations loan the worst of all, as it is risky and has never been done before.
Ukraine's budget and military needs through 2027 total an estimated 130 billion euros. And with the Trump administration having stalled financial support for Kyiv, Europe is under growing pressure to fill the gap.